This week on Florida Matters, we're taking a look at entrepreneurs with ties to the University of South Florida who will be sharing some of their experiences in trying to turn their ideas into actual products. In this preview, University Beat host Mark Schreiner speaks to USF Senior Vice President Paul Sandberg about how incubators are critical in developing businesses for faculty and students.
For the students, this has been a wonderful program because the students, especially nowadays, are inherently kind of geared towards wanting to work for themselves in many ways or to take their ideas and go commercial with them. So we have a student incubator that we started a number of years ago to take student companies, that is, they have to be real companies that come in and help develop those so that they help the community, they help create jobs, and that they have something to go to when they graduate. It's not about whether you're a student or not, it's about can you take your product to market and can you get the best help to do that?
Switching gears over to the faculty here at USF, how does your office encourage them to develop businesses, develop companies?
So we are very involved in taking faculty and training them if we have to. If they have an interest, then we'll teach them about patenting, we'll teach them about promoting their products. We are involved with the federal ICOR program, which comes out of the National Sciences Foundation, which is very important for us. We're a site here. We actually get a grant every year to help our faculty and students that have companies to see whether those companies could be viable. Not all companies are going to make it, as we know, but they get the experience. And many times it's the serial, they become a serial entrepreneur, and it's that second or third company, a different product that might be important to them.
Let's talk the magic word, licensing. What does the university do? What kind of agreements do they reach with companies, maybe through the incubator, maybe in other companies that they help throughout the year? And what does that mean financially to the university?
You know, we're looking for diversification of our research finances, clearly. With federal dollars being harder to get, state dollars, those universities are looking at opportunities to work with their community. And so that's become much, much greater, that approach to work with companies within the community. We are so lucky here in Tampa because we're the only research university in a 3 to 4 million population base. It's a wonderful thing. Can you imagine how many Northeastern universities would love to have that opportunity? When we think about licensing, clearly I already talked about this idea that we license the technology back to faculty and students that want to do their companies, and so that's really incubation. And we try to license our technologies to those that are real established large companies, small companies. We try to cater to companies that are going to stay within the Florida High Tech Corridor, that is along Interstate 4. Licensing income is important, but it's honestly what's really important is all the intangibles that it gives us. Because you may give a license to a company and say, you know what, we'll take some royalty on the backside, but we really want you to invest in a research program with this professor on the front side. So we get a lot of research dollars that are a part of the licensing agreements. We get a lot of new faculty hires because we have this opportunity for them to do entrepreneurship. So all these new world-class scholars that we're getting from money from the state, we look for entrepreneurial faculty, so these great new faculty that we're getting, and they actually, every time they come down here, they want to talk to our office because they want to know what opportunities they have for entrepreneurship here, not just do their research and get federal grants, but what other opportunities they have.
You can hear more about USF's entrepreneurs this evening on Florida Matters at 6:30. And you can also hear a new entrepreneur profile on University Beat tomorrow on Morning Edition and All Things Considered.